Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Allen Root back on the show. Wayne was the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee. He is a business owner just like you and me. He's the author of the book, The Conscience of a Libertarian, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust and our friend, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back as always.
Thanks for having me on.
The new poll came out on the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, just came out yesterday, I think it was, that showed the top four are Romney at 28%, Kane at 27%, Gingrich at 13%, and Paul at 10%. And they got Romney against Perry. The choice is between Romney and Perry, 62% for Romney, 33% for Perry. And if it's Romney versus Kane, it's 49% for Romney and 48% for Kane. That's bad news for Perry, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, I've said from the moment I saw him in the debates, I mean, from the beginning, a few months back when Perry first announced, I thought he was the next president of the United States. And then I saw him in the debates, and he was a train wreck, and I said, this guy's in major trouble,
yep.
And I'd be surprised if he has any support left at all, any decent support. And, of course, he's dropped off the face of the earth. And so, no surprise. He's raised a lot of money. He's very high profile. He's got the state of Texas, to show off as a great example of what you do right in the economy versus Obama, what you do wrong in the economy. He really would have made a great candidate if he had any ability to be articulate in a debate. But he doesn't.
Yeah,
and he dropped off the face of the earth.
You know, in those terms, the Texans have a saying about that, Wayne.
All hat, no cattle.
That's right.
There you go. So you're shocked the New York boy knew that saying, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But I know you've been to town. So what do you think about Romney? He's the pro. He's the journeyman. He's been doing this. This isn't his first goat roping, and so. So he knows how to play the game. He's just plodding along, not making any mistakes, not getting too excited, not spending a lot of money.
Yeah, I think the GOP's in a lot of trouble. I mean, listen, I'm no fan of Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, some might say I might be the most vicious critic of Obama in the whole country. I mean, I've been attacking this guy so hard for 3 years because I knew what he represented,
mm-hmm.
which was socialism. I said that from day one. He was my college classmate at Columbia University, and I knew we were in a lot of trouble, and I knew what he stood for,
mm-hmm.
which is big government and big taxes and big spending. And none of them would be good for the American economy, and I knew they would all exasperate a terrible economy that he did inherit, and I knew it would make things worse, just like FDR made Hoover's economy worse, and we wound mm-hmm. up with almost 15 years of Great Depression. So I felt this was bad news. So I've been a big critic, and I think Obama should be, under most circumstances, 99% of the circumstances, a one-term president. But he doesn't have a decent opponent. And so I don't know if the Republican Party can even take advantage of this situation. Mitt Romney is the weakest frontrunner you will ever find, perhaps, in modern political history. People just don't like him in the Republican Party. Conservatives don't like him. Tea Partiers don't like him. I think he's going to have major trouble winning the primary. I think once he wins the primary, he could have major trouble winning the election.
Who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat him in the primary?
I don't see anyone beat him. That's the situation. I used to think Herman Cain had a shot at beating him, but eventually the drip, drip, drip of the situation with women coming out and claiming sexual harassment, if this drum roll keeps the drum
this
beat,
is
keeps
a brand,
going.
But this is a brand new poll after all of that, and they're still showing Cain within 1 point of Romney.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. That's how weak Romney is. There just is no other alternative, and yet nobody wants to in the Republican side ever wants to embrace Romney.
Could somebody also look at this another way, Wayne? Couldn't somebody possibly turn this around and say, wait a minute, this is a heck of a field that appeals to a lot of different people. You know, the Republican Party is not monolithic, and maybe they look at this and say, you know, this is an embarrassment of riches of the Republican Party. Couldn't you look at it like that?
No, I think you're reading into things that aren't there, because I've got so many friends in my life who are conservatives, all my buddies, and funny enough, you know, like the name of your show, all my buddies are small businessmen.
Yeah.
And all over the country, and remember, I ran for, you know, President of the United States, wound up with the vice presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party, so I've been lucky enough to have a very, you know, colorful friendship with a lot of people. I've got emails from strangers all over the country, and all my buddies own small business, and every one of them is disgusted with the Republican field. Right. They can't find anybody they really like.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Wayne to tell us what he would do if he were advising President Obama. How about that trick, folks? 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.